What is happening in the Middle East? In this article, we will discuss the struggle between Israel and Hamas, the ICJ's decision on Israel, and the situation between Arab countries, Iran and Israel. These are complex and sensitive topics that involve historical, political, religious and humanitarian aspects. We will try to present the facts and perspectives of different parties without taking sides or endorsing any position. We hope to inform and educate our readers about the current developments and challenges in the Middle East. In its injunctions announced on January 26, the ICJ ordered Israel to take immediate measures to prevent its army from committing the acts described in Article 2 of the Genocide Convention, together with all measures at its disposal to prevent its army from committing the acts described in that article. The situation in Gaza involving Israel has gained global attention. Due to increasing public pressure, Western nations are urging a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Recently, Turkey's intelligence chief met with a Hamas leader in Qatar, raising hopes for a positive outcome. A temporary ceasefire may be in effect for a few months. Before the Hamas attack on Israel, the perception of Israel among Middle Eastern Arab countries differed. However, it has since changed. They thought that Israel's defenses were impenetrable, but with the Hamas attack, this has changed. The Arab countries of the region have seen that Israel's defenses can be penetrated by simple means and that it is not that strong in defense. Israel's operations in Gaza have been going on for several months, but no clear results have been achieved. The operations in Gaza have affected the internal crisis and political dynamics in Israel, changing the balance and raising tensions. Iranian-backed militias carried out operations in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan. Most recently, they attacked the U.S. base in Jordan, but a few days later, the U.S. counterattacked with a successful air operation and the Iranian-backed organizations were hit. Iran has denied any involvement in this attack. The U.S., on the other hand, stated that there was no evidence of Iranian involvement in the attack on the U.S. military base in Jordan. To win the war in Gaza, Israel may want to take control of the Rafah crossing and the Saladin corridor. If Israel makes this move, its influence over Gaza will increase. But the consequence of this move is likely to cause political uprisings in Egypt and Jordan, and no one wants this kind of chaos, especially the US. The US, the EU, and Russia are against it. The US, the EU, the UN, and many other countries are also opposed to Israel's control of Gaza after the war. We will see whether Israel will consider this attitude of the West. The U.S. does not know what to do in the Middle East. Although the U.S. strikes Iranian-backed organizations, it does not get any results. There is tension between Iran and the Houthis, especially over Gaza. The U.S. presidential elections are coming up and Joe Biden would like to go into these elections as a peaceful leader, but this seems unlikely to be possible. In the next month, Ramadan, a special holiday in Islam, is approaching and the Biden administration is trying to secure a three-month ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. Israel desires to attack Iran's nuclear infrastructure, however, the Joe Biden administration is opposed to such action. If Trump is re-elected, Iran's nuclear facilities may be targeted. Trump's policy towards Iran is widely known. Benjamin Netanyahu intends to target the Rafah crossing, the Salaheddin corridor, Iran's nuclear infrastructure, and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Taking harsh action against Lebanon and Iran without resolving the issue in Gaza is unlikely to yield positive outcomes. Arab countries have realized that Israel is not as untouchable and powerful as it is portrayed, and this has affected Israel's standing and authority in the region. The bilateral agreements on Arab-Israeli normalization, signed on September 15, 2020 between Trump-led Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. This agreement is at great risk, and the normalization process between Israel and the Arab countries is unlikely to work as long as the Israeli leadership remains unchanged. It would be much better if Israel could resolve the situation in Gaza and sort out its internal political turmoil before the world and Islamic countries react further. The Arab countries are very worried about the popular uprisings, and it is not clear how long the Arab countries will be able to keep the situation under control. In the end, Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu will be removed from power or will be removed. There are many court cases against Benjamin Netanyahu. As long as the war in Gaza continues, there will be no trial. Israel's internal dynamics are in turmoil, and I have analyzed how this situation will play out in my previous analysis. After this is over, we will see a new government and a new president in Israel. Then the process of normalization with the Arabs will start again. We are likely to see a new Palestine. The establishment of a Palestinian state will be voted on again in the UN. In short, the region cannot survive and continue in this way for a long time. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my article so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: What is happening in the Middle East? Data June 2, 2024.